Hello, everybody. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I was spending this past week with some family. They were in town, and I have a new niece. She's actually 2 years old. Really cute kid, really amazing kid. But one of the things when we were playing cards at night, we were talking about was just, as new parents, all the advice they get. So because that's their first child, there's a lot of places to get advice for how to actually raise a kid. And so they talked about, you know, you can look at the books, there's classes you take. One of your biggest resources is going to your friends who already have kids, asking them what worked for them, what didn't work for them. And of course, across different generations, you get different pieces of advice because different generations do things differently. But one of the things I found most interesting, and it's one of the things that I've noticed just in my own life when I'm working with my friends or I'm out socializing with my friends who also have kids, is that a lot of the biggest advice they get is from people who don't have children. People who don't have children oftentimes have some input about how a child should be raised or what might work or not work when raising a child. And one of the things I find interesting about that is in my own life, we don't have children, but we have pets. So my knowledge of actually how to deal with a problem is extended to cats and dogs, specifically Australian Shepherd dogs. So if I'm asked for some sort of help on children, I can say what I know my friends have said, but I actually don't have any experience on how to deal with that. So for me to interject myself into a conversation and say, this is what you should do in raising your child, or this is a way to actually deal with that problem, is probably not the most effective tool. It's probably not the most important information that they're actually going to receive because it doesn't come from a foundation of having any real world experience. And what I observed with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law was they can get that information, and as long as it seems plausible to them, it's coming from a reliable source and meaningful, they can think about how to apply that with their child. And I think our creative practices is a lot like that. I got to thinking about how do we get to the point when we move from just creative knowledge to creative wisdom? The idea that there's now something that is inherent in how we understand how our creative process works. Because the thing I realized in looking at my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law with my little niece was that at some point they have gone from knowledge to wisdom. They had, in fact, stepped from just gathering a bunch of accumulation of facts and information, and we're then able to somehow take those facts and information and inputs from others and then synthesize that based on their own experiences into a deeper understanding of how to relate to their child and how to actually deal with issues with their child and raise their child. And it was that moment when I realized that there's a point in our creative process that is very similar. I do think there's a large percentage of people who potentially get stuck in the information knowledge cycle and don't move on to wisdom or move on to enlightenment in the stage after wisdom. But for a lot of us, I think we do progress through these different levels in these different areas. And at the same time, it's also fine if you're a person who wants just knowledge, it's okay to stay at that level. But as I was really thinking about the experience of my own creative process, my desire to understand why is it certain things move forward in my work and certain things don't, I think it comes down to this movement through information, knowledge, and wisdom as characterizations for my creative process. I know when I first got started and first get started in a new thing, I want to absorb as much information as possible. It's just kind of my own way of dealing things, whether it's my own information about how I actually create something. If I'm sketching or drawing, how do I hold a pencil? What do I draw? How do I do that process? Then the knowledge of how do I improve upon that? Do I take classes? Do I watch videos? Do I get a mentor? Whatever that process is to start to get the accumulation of people who know more than me sharing that information. People who have a different experience than me sharing that information. And I take those as truths or facts to bring in and attempt to grow my creative practice. But then at some point, There's a tipping point in the creative process where all of a sudden I no longer need that external information. I can now synthesize it into my own application of something. I recently had a similar experience with this. I was teaching a printing workshop, and one of the techniques I showed was how to create an edge mask, which is a complicated masking procedure in Photoshop used for sharpening a photograph. In that process, one of the students has since gotten in touch with me and has gone out and looked at about 7 or 8 other people's ways of creating edge mask. In my workshop, it was one way of doing it as representative of how this technique could be applied and why you would want this tool in your toolbox. He has since gone out and really researched this in depth and has come up with his own way of implementing these own settings, which is the next step in wisdom. So knowledge from multiple disparate sources assimilated to find what works or doesn't work in your own process to generate how you would actually do something. And I think that really is at the core of our creative process. Ultimately, what we want to try to move through is from just gathering a bunch of information. I think there's a lot of us who spend times in books. I think we spend time in YouTube, we spend time in classes, which is all great, because if we're actually missing knowledge on how to do something, it's important to get that. But it's also important to realize at what point do you have all the information you need? And then how do you take that next step, or what should that next step be? And I think a lot of times we get stuck in believing that if we just had some more information, if we just knew more facts, if we just had more specific details, we would somehow take the next step. Oftentimes, I think the next step is actually the willingness to look into your own understanding of your relationship to your work and applying that information to create something new that is coming out of your own sensibility, your own sense of style, your own sense of voice, your own sense of vision, whichever word you want there, that really what we're talking about is our own creative wisdom. That assimilation is so critical to our own work, because the other thing that wisdom provides us is the foundation to create something new the next time. So I no longer have to go back to a base one of zero knowledge. I'm able to take the wisdom I had before and apply it in a new direction, apply it to a new technique, a new concept. So if I'm doing some project that is related to fashion photography and I'm doing it digitally and I want to switch over and do portraiture of flowers on wet plate, wisdom allows me to think about lighting and posing and gesture and position and all sorts of different elements and reapply those to the flowers and to the wet plate technique. I don't have to go back and relearn all of that from scratch. But if I'm stuck in knowledge, I would think of those as two disparate buckets. So starting to realize where do I already know things and have a really deep understanding allows me, I think, in many ways to be more creative. At the same time, it also lets me identify that roadblock, that there's times when we move into wisdom that comes with some inherent risk because we have to put ourselves out there in a different way. We can no longer say, oh, it's somebody else's concept that failed, or it's somebody else's information that is wrong that I was able to find contrary information for. We ultimately have to stand there and say, this is what I truly believe and truly understand is my own insight into my creative process. I think for a lot of us, that's probably a scarier step. There's also, I think, a point in which we realize that wisdom then takes on an additional step, and we move in towards, you know, if we think about the way a lot of the research has been done into our understanding of knowledge, our understanding of self, understanding of self-perception, we end to this point of enlightenment, this top of the pyramid, self-actualization, whichever word you want from the research. But ultimately, it comes down to there's this understanding that is beyond even our wisdom that provides a sense of universalness to our creative process. And I think that's the last piece for a lot of us as we move and gain enough wisdom that we're then to start to understand a bigger picture of our own creative process. And we'll take a look at that process in a later podcast. But really, when it comes down to your own essence, I think your own creative process, I think one of the things to really do is start to identify areas where you just know things to be the way they are, and not from a political standpoint or from a cultural standpoint or from a social standpoint, but for your own creative process standpoint. How do you know? One of the questions I get asked all the time is, how do I know how to process a photograph? Like, what do I specifically look for? A lot of that process is based on wisdom. It's my understanding of here's 50,000 different ways to process a photograph. But when I look at it, my experience and way of seeing and the way of creating tells me that this is the way to create that. And I think that's really, for me, what it comes down to is there's a point at which your own style, your own voice, your own vision, whatever you want to call that, that thing that everybody looks for that makes them unique, really is your creative wisdom of your own process and yourself and the way you work and how you work. And there is a process to get to that. And I think we do that through imitation, replication, gaining knowledge, starting to branch out, identifying those different things. As we build on these multiple levels, we end up with a sense of identity of who we are based on more than just a set of meaningful data points or positions or opinions of other people. If you feel like you're kind of stuck at a certain point, you feel like, oh my gosh, all I do is just watch YouTube videos. All I do is actually continue to try to learn something. I think what you need to do is figure out something specific that you want to apply that skill to, find an image, find a photograph, find a shoot, find a project, find something, and put the constraint on yourself that you're not allowed to go back and look at any of those training videos. You're not allowed to go back and re-look at anything new. You have to take what you already know and synthesize that together. So if you look through your notebook and you've taken notes on a particular thing 20 different times, out of all those 20 things, what are the two or three things you're going to pull out of there that you're going to apply this time? That starts to build your own sensibility to your creative craft. It starts to build your own way of being and existing in your creative craft. And from that, you may find that you actually have already established some creative wisdom. You've just been leaning back on this crutch of trying to find more information to support what you already know. So I think that would be a really great thing for you to do if you're feeling like, I just am kind of spinning here. I also think if you realize that, wow, I'm creating some very interesting things, or I'm doing something in a new direction, and you wonder, like, why am I all of a sudden made this leap? Why have I gone from not creating anything of interest? I kind of felt like I was spinning my wheels, and now I've taken this huge leap. It's one of the things I see over and over again when I work with people is they feel like they're log jammed for months and months and months and months, and then all of a sudden take these huge steps forward. Those huge steps, I think, are in part when we move from this notion of just existing in a world of knowledge to existing in the wisdom, we've been able to actually apply those things and create something of value. So if you found yourself in a really creative process, I think you should look back and really acknowledge the steps you've taken in your own understanding of your creative process and that deeper relationship you created with your creative practice. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you have a wonderful time out there enjoying some, hopefully some sunshine, not too hot a weather during the summer. Or if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, I hope your winter is going well. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes. You can find us on the Google Play Store. I was also recently interviewed on a radio show and a wonderful podcast hosted by Mike Pock called The Photo Show, which you can find up on SoundCloud. I'll have a link to that in the jump notes here for the show. But a great little interview where we talked about the creative practice and things like that. So I'd love for you to check that out. Mike's got a really great radio show up there. Lots of really great interviews. So definitely worth checking out there. Good luck with your camera this week, and I will see you next time.